Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the live Sunday edition of the program with you in studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
And Adamo.
Adamo Freeman is here from copblock.org. And, of course, we'll talk to you about whatever is on your mind. You may dial us up toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Of course, you can bring up anything you want, but we always bring stuff to the table to talk about. And Adamo, tonight I've got an unusual story that has been sitting in my show prep for a couple of weeks now, and I just haven't had the chance to really talk about this. It's, you know, it's not breaking news or anything like that, but it's very different. The story is from the Daily Mail in the UK, but it's actually about a Japanese artist in Japan. She makes objects like phone cases, kayaks, and picture frames.
Sounds reasonable.
Shaped like her own vagina.
Oh.
And she has now been arrested and charged with distributing obscene data. The charges follow Megumi Igarashi's arrest this month after she raised funds online to pay for a genital-shaped kayak, which she made on a 3D printer.
There you go.
Now, you know, these 3D printers are pretty amazing, right?
Like, hey.
You can print out an entire kayak now?
And it's
cool.
Modeled after her
vagina. The 42-year-old was first arrested in July, but was freed after several days following a legal appeal and after thousands of people signed a petition demanding her release. The story continues, but Tokyo police arrested her again this month, along with sex shop owner Minori Watanabe, also a writer and feminist activist, for, quote, displaying Igarashi's obscene goods in her shop window. Unquote.
Okay, so she made, what else did she make besides a kayak? Windows?
Well, it seems like there's a variety of things she's made, but they mentioned phone cases, kayaks, picture frames. There's a picture here, I guess this is the kayak. It just looks like a sculpture, almost. A very, very large...
Well, the kayak I can understand resembling...
Vagina.
Yeah, her vagina, but the other things...
Like
I
you
wouldn't...
sit in the hole.
Sure, yeah. Like, yeah, from like the bird's eye view.
Right.
But some of the other things, it wouldn't be as obvious to me that, I mean, I didn't know, like, I guess I would need the visual of the items she makes, but why are these, you know, they're saying this is lewd, right? So, like, they're, like, basically this offends people, and so you should be stopped. But
yeah.
How obvious can it be? I mean, kayak aside, I don't think the kayak even works out that good. But
the kayak, I would say, looks, you know, if you're looking at it from the top,
okay.
It's very well sculpted. It definitely resembles a...
That's not a cup holder right there.
Yeah, no. but it also doesn't look like a very good kayak because there's... Well, the kayak normally has a bottom in it, and this doesn't have a bottom. It's very strange. I'll post the link on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can take a look at it when you get a chance. They also show the cell phone cases, which are much more subtle. When you look at the cell phone case, there's definitely an imprint of something there, but it's not as obvious what you're looking at with a cell phone case. And, of course, usually someone's hand's probably going to be on the case, so it's likely not as... that's likely not as offensive. But nonetheless, some people were upset, and the store owner, the boutique owner, Ms. Watanabe, her boutique is aimed at women, was later freed after prosecutors failed to persuade a judge to sanction extended questioning. Takeshi Sumi, Ms. Igarashi's lawyer, said, "We don't agree with the prosecutor's contention at all. We'll continue pleading not guilty on behalf of Igarashi, who argues her works are not anything obscene." The Japanese court approved her detention, as prosecutors said they feared she would destroy evidence if released, according to Sumi. The present charges relate to three counts of distributing so-called obscene data, namely CD-ROMs containing computer code for a 3D printer file that would allow users to make copies of the vagina-shaped kayak.
Also, it's not even the kayak that she's being charged with. It's the program that which can make more
correct.
On the 3D printer.
Distributing obscene data, which isn't an unfamiliar charge. There have been pornographers here in the United States who have been brought up on obscenity charges. So don't think for a moment here that this can't... Oh, well, it's Japan. It can't happen here. Well, yeah, it can, and it has happened here in the U.S. People have gone to prison. Pornography producers have gone to prison for making... porn that is on the, let's say, the rough side, the kind of the sick side, I
sure.
guess. They've gone after the more oddball pornography. That way, the whole...
And charged with, like, assault or something?
No, charged with distributing obscenity.
Oh, okay.
Essentially the same charge as this lady is facing in Japan. I guess I'm wondering how you feel about this. Is this something that you support? Do you think that... this lady should be facing jail time? Should she be facing a punishment for making things out of her vagina? You know, taking some sort of a sculpture. I don't know how she
well,
can.
Forget about that. I mean, this is if it's about the data, right? She's going to be charged with, like, possessing code.
That's right.
Zeros, ones, or whatever method this program is using to decipher its process.
Code. That
code.
When put into a 3D printer, will print out a vagina
right.
kayak.
And so anyone who, like, if someone wants to call in and say they think this code is bad, well, hopefully they don't ever want anything printed off a 3D printer, because, like, maybe it's your code next.
Well, look, you know, so there's the one side of it, which is about the code being sort of the issue here, but also the woman with the... goods in her shop window. What's really wrong with that anyway? I mean, we're not talking about anything more than a sculpture here. Why would that be offensive, but like the Statue of David, which is a full frontal nudity on a male, why would that be considered something that is, you know, valuable and desirable?
Well, hearing the story, it sounds like, you know, the tactics that I'm sure you've realized too, that, like, you know, the police can't get the Robin Hooders for putting the quarters in the meter, so they go with something else. And so I wonder if, like, maybe there's a previous history with this shop owner or something like that where, like, hey, items in the window isn't a very, you know, appeasing case for the city to take on a shop owner. And so, like, this data thing is what they drum up, because it seems that ridiculous. Like, I was figuring this was about the actual items being displayed because they look like a female body part.
Well, now, this is an interesting detail here from the Daily Mail, and I didn't think about this. Japan's multi-billion dollar pornography industry is large and varied, but obscenity laws still ban pictures of actual genitalia, which normally appear pixelated or behind black spots. And I do recall now having seen some pornography, presumably from Japan, where they pixelate out the actual genitals. So you can show people having sex, you can show that on a screen, but you can't actually show the man's penis or the woman's vagina. And that's, I guess, part of the reason why this has
become
prohibited.
So this is too many megapixels and no blurring. It sounds totally authoritarian.
Yeah,
it sounds
horrible.
just in line with what I'd expect from, you know.
She is, by the way, looking at up to 2 years in jail and a fine of as much as 2.5 million yen, which breaks down to 13,000 pounds. I don't know what that is in U.S. You have to do the conversion. But according to the Daily Mail, that is basically the story here, and she's now facing prison as a result of this for making sculptures. I'm wondering, you know, how many people in the United States would support this? I know there are people out there who would support her arrest and her prosecution. I just wonder if any of them are listening to the show tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Would you be offended if you, let's say you went downtown and there was a sculpture of a woman's vagina writ large? We're talking about, you know, the hole in this sculpture she's able to put her whole body through, right? So this is a fairly large sculpture. Would that be offensive to you? The toll-free number is
855. I know it wouldn't be offensive to me, but I mean, I can't imagine. I bet you somebody could call in and say it might be offensive to them.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want. We've got Raymond. He's on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Raymond.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
Good. You're on with Ian and Ademo on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, sir.
It's my first time calling.
Welcome.
I have to agree with you, what you said. I would not find that offensive in any way, shape, or form. I was just wondering if you had, this is probably not the right place to call for this, if you had any information about how to get out of this country without a passport.
That's an interesting question.
I know you can walk into Tijuana. I've done it myself. I just walked right across the border with a driver's license. But to walk into Tijuana, I didn't need anything at all.
To get out,
that was back right after they changed it. You needed a passport to get back in the United States, but I did it with just a driver's license.
Right. We've actually heard from people. If you want, hang on, Raymond. We can talk further about that here in a moment. Because we did have a caller call the show saying that even though they claim you need a passport, you can do what you did at the moment. That they'll just basically lecture you for a little while. Well, coming up, this is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Talking about 3D printing. 3D printing in this case that has gotten a lady in a female artist in Japan arrested and charged with distributing obscene data. Because in Japan, you can't have any kind of media that depicts genitals.
Clearly depicts genitals.
Correct. You can have pixelated genitals.
If it's blurry, it's all right.
And I don't know how many pixels is required to consider it pixelated, but...
so arbitrary.
Something that, you know, where it can't, where you can't see any moles, I guess, on somebody's whatever. And so this lady's facing charges. We'll talk more about that here in a moment because I think there's some interesting questions that that can be asked about it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up on March 28th and 29th, you'll want to be in downtown Austin, Texas for the second annual Bitcoin Conference, the Texas Bitcoin Conference, at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. It's going to be a great event. Speakers, exhibitions, a great opportunity to do some networking, and they'll be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. It's the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. They'll highlight what Bitcoin means to everyone and see where the technology can go beyond just being a currency. So if you want a glimpse into the future, you'll want to be in Austin on March 28th and 29th. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get your tickets now. Get registered with code FTL. You'll save $25 off the already affordable $150 price point. So knock $25 off of that by using code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. And everyone who uses code FTL, another $25 from your ticket price will go and is donated to the Sean's Outpost, which is a homeless charity that's operating only on Bitcoin, and they're doing great work. So go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Use code FTL to get your tickets. We will look forward to seeing you there. Mark and I were there last year, and we're excited to be returning to the event this year. It's March 28th and 29th, the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and use code FTL. We got Raymond. He's in New Jersey. Raymond, you were asking how easy is it to get out of the United States. And, Damo, you said you just walked across the border.
Yeah, that was in 2011 when Pete and I were doing Liberty on tour.
Didn't you go down there for a dentist appointment or something
like
that?
Yeah, I was down there to get some dental work done, and I did. So I did it twice in like a week. I walked.
So you walked across the border more than once. So it wasn't like a fluke.
No, it was not. And I walked across.
Now, where was it? I mean, describe where you... Did you cross it like some desert location, or were you right there at the border checkpoint?
Man, there were like bus stops and fast food places on like both sides, mm-hmm. and more corporate chainy on this side than the other. But yeah, it was in San Diego, and you walked right into Tijuana, and basically on the way down, like, you're coming to the highway, and they're like, last stop before border and checkpoints for the cars, mm-hmm. and last exit, and you get off, and the second time I got dropped off, but the first time we just parked, there's a bunch of parking like lots, like pay all day to park, mm-hmm. and you walk down, and everyone kind of funnels towards the one big building, and you know, on the each side of it is like duty free and like tax-free stuff and a few snack spots, but essentially you go through the, and I don't know if it's like, I forget what building it's called, but it's the United States government building, and to go into Mexico, it's very easy. You walk in and you go like up a ramp and around and then over the road and then down into Mexico, and boom, you're there. It's no big deal.
Wow.
Like, there is no line. It takes less than 5 minutes. Like, sure, they make you go around and up, you know, circular concrete stairwell that's like angled. And
what's going on with that? What's
well, it's just to funnel you through the building, mm-hmm. I believe. And
you're
so
going
like
through a building.
Well, it's like attached to an outside of a building, but mm-hmm. like it's like, you know, you could, there's not like walls. It's like open to the right, and then on the left is the wall to whatever they have inside their building.
Okay,
it's just weird. They just
this
funnel you over this
it?
Path. Well, that's the I don't know what if it's like what do they call a foreign like U.S. thingies, like
an embassy.
Yeah, I don't know if it's embassy. Like that or even like a border checkpoint building, you know, like an
is
ICE
it
building.
U.S. or
it is the U.S.
Okay.
And then you so
yeah, that's my question is,
like,
is can you get deep into Mexico without a passport?
Well, that answer I wouldn't have from personal experience. From what I understand, you can. It just depends, like, here, you know, like, you can get as far as you want into the United States. It's just, when do you have any interaction with, you know, the local king's men?
Yeah, that's right. A good point, right? So you can get in, but eventually if la policia decide they want to talk to you, then, you know, do you have paperwork to show them at that point? And
well,
if
it's
you don't,
much harder
what happens?
To get back into the United States, too. And so, like, if from that way, but you could walk right into Mexico. You could walk into Tijuana. I assume you could walk into other areas that have, you know, the access that's like, you know, El Paso or similar cities on the border. And then how far would you get? Well, it depends. You know, if you go to a heavily populated city, you probably have a more likelihood of interacting with, you know, agents of the state.
I've heard that riding on buses in Mexico is maybe a good way to travel great distances because, you know, then
trains.
You're not going to get pulled over or anything like that. So if you have to travel around within Mexico, there may be more safe ways to do it and avoid being detected by the so-called authorities.
And by the way, I'm not a criminal of any kind. I just have really large government debt here.
Ah, okay.
Oh, you're going on vacation.
It's not bankruptible.
Well, you probably want to check out an Acapulco then, down in Acapulco, which is coming up a little bit later on here in the late February range.
Wow.
I don't know how soon you're planning on going, but you might want to check out anarchapulco.com. There's a small community of some liberty-oriented people living there, like Jeff Berwick and Angel Clark. So there you go. Yeah, you can get across the border no problem. It's just, you know, what do you do from that point on?
Cool. And by the way, I totally agree with you guys on the other thing. And thank you for taking my call.
The vagina thing? Okay. Hey, thanks, Raymond.
I love your show, by the way. You could
thanks, man. Well, hey, when you make it into Mexico, give us a call and let us know how it went.
Actually, I might come to New Hampshire instead, but...
Okay. Hey, that'd Mexico, be great. New Hampshire? That's
yeah.
Good.
We'll look forward to seeing you wherever. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, we had a dude called right after they made that new rule that said you have to have a passport to get back into the United States, and he said he also crossed on the southern border and was able to get back in, but the only thing was he was inconvenienced by them basically detaining him and lecturing him as they tried to, you know, figure out or verify who he was or something like that.
Yeah, like, neither time did I get taken out of line, but I had a longer... interaction with, you know, for anyone who's ever been through the border, like, it's like a really long line, and it took like hours to get through it. But
you were walking back across?
Yeah.
And it was a long line?
Yeah, like all the way out the building. Like beforehand.
So walking into Mexico, no problem, 5 minutes.
Yep. Going out, trying to get back in the United States, 4 to 6 hours.
Whoa.
And then for like a 45-second interaction, that was a 2-minute interaction for me because I only had an ID, so you get a few more additional questions. They tongue lash you a little bit, and I essentially said to them, like, "Well, I'm an American because I'm like standing around all these thugs," and so I'm like, "You can either kick me out or let me in, like, you know, like it doesn't really matter to me at this point." And so, you know,
so they let you in.
Yeah, he's just like, "Whatever, go," and like he's, and then he told me to get a passport today, and I was like, "It takes like a week, like I can't even get one today." Like, I got it. So anyway.
Yeah, I'm not interested in getting a passport personally because I guess they run some sort of treasury check on you now, and there's like all kinds of invasive stuff. But I did get the world passport. I just haven't yet taken the time to use it. Have you heard about that before?
Well, I have heard about it, but I don't know if I've heard of anyone using it.
Yeah, the guy who's made it has used it for decades, and he's also been arrested 20 times for it. There's more coming up. You can take control here and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want, whether it's how to cross the border without having to talk to a bureaucrat. Apparently you can do that on the way down to Mexico.
Yes, rock right in.
And then also what we started the show with was the artist from Japan who has been making a career, a bit, I guess, out of making things out of her vagina. And what I mean by that is sculptures, like a kayak or a picture frame. And the way the picture frame works is that it's a very small area in which you can see the photo. The frame itself is, well, I guess shaped kind of like a vagina, but it's not really as obvious. The picture frame, the cell phone case, not as obviously a vagina as the kayak, which is what it is that has gotten this young lady in trouble. She is, well, young lady, she's 42, she's a middle-aged lady. And she's now facing 2 years in prison. She's been arrested. She's facing charges for distributing so-called obscene data. The reason why it's considered obscene data when it's a sculpture is that it's a 3D printable sculpture. And so the supposed crime here is distributing the file, the 3D printable file that someone could then load into their printer and make one of their own of these kayaks.
Seems like that would be easy to beat if you know, like...
You mean the court case?
In a court case, sure. Like, I mean, from a lawyer perspective, you know, like,
Yeah, I don't know what the Japanese legal system is like. I don't know how Western it is, but in a Western system, she might be able to get a jury, and then who knows what they would have to say about this. But I don't know if it would be easy to beat based on the statute. I mean, essentially, it is a vagina, sort of, but not really. It's a sculpture of a vagina. It's based on her real vagina. They're claiming this is obscene data, I guess. I guess it's an interesting case, for sure.
How those words are defined and if there's any loopholes, I guess. That just seems like it would be full of loopholes.
I want to hear from you. What do you think about this? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Should she be facing prison time for this? Is this a crime to distribute a sculpture? Is it a crime to even display this sculpture? I would say no. I think that there's nothing inherently sexual about this. I mean, if the idea is that sex is obscene, and I think that's the suggestion, is that sex, things that are sexy are somehow bad, which I don't agree with, but that's what certainly the governments seem to think. Nakedness isn't necessarily sexual. Certainly people will affiliate nudity with sexuality, but the one and the two aren't necessarily the same.
Right, and why do they do that, though? Like, why do they, have people been, because it's long skirts and cover and do that for so long, We were talking during the break about, nipples and the Free Nipple campaign. It's
Free the Nipple?
Free the Nipple, yep. And, why is it that men run around topless, but, like, there's this double standard that when women do it, it's like, oh, wow, what about that?
Yeah, there's a huge double standard there, and we can talk about that, too. Let's go to Don. He's in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live listening via TuneIn. Hello, Don.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, sir.
I don't understand this fixation on the woman's vulva, but, if a child was walking down the street and there it was, in the window, how would you explain that to a child? But,
I don't know. Why is it hard to explain? That's a vagina statue.
I would assume that this child has probably asked this question, during bathing, even asking about their own parts on themselves.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to get hung up on it. I mean, y'all seem fixated on it. But, on the question of immigration. Okay, y'all won't laugh. But on the question of immigration, into Mexico, you can go into Tijuana, you can go into Mexicalis, you can go into Nogales, Juarez, Laredo, Matamoros.
That's awesome.
That's pretty easy, but going further south, into Durango, Hermosa, Silo, yes, you do need a visa to do that. I mean, if you're going to...
So you're saying there are some points on the border where the Mexican bureaucrats will check for...
I think he's implying that they're further in. There's inland checkpoints.
Right. Inland?
The further south you go, I mean, if you're going to spend any amount of time there, yes, you do need a visa. I mean, it's only a two-week process. I served 12 years in the military. I got out in 92, and then I went over to Iraq for KBR in 04, and I got my first passport.
Mm-hmm.
And it's before, now I understand I got some kind of RFID, and you just walk by the scanner and you just wave your passport, and they've got all your information.
I doubt it's that easy. I don't think it's that simple. Yeah, there are RFIDs in there, but they're still going to want to look at it. The bureaucrats still going to want to check the picture, that kind of thing.
Well, yes, certainly. But
are you saying that when you were in Mexico that you were checked, at internal points?
Oh, absolutely. They'll come on the bus and come on the bus, and just because you're a waito, a white guy, they want to know what you're doing. They want to know how much money you got, what's in your bag.
Shake you down a little bit?
Yeah, pretty much. Take you in for questioning. Do you have any gang? Do you have any drug affiliations? We go down and install solar water pumps and solar installations and stuff like that. And there'll be a party of four or five of us, and, just going through the hassle. I mean, there's so much corruption down there. Just trying to help the people, you know, against the government. I mean, and it's getting so bad here that, you know, within 150 miles of the border, at any time you could be stopped and shook
down. Now you're talking about in the United States, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, where
they've
where
got the internal checkpoints here.
Yeah, where are your papers? You know, it's crazy.
It's very disturbing, I have to say. And there's video footage of this out there. Of course, Checkpoint USA is a great website. I don't know if it's being updated these days, but I know Terry over there has done some great work.
Block has done so much work as far as this, you know, how to refuse the checkpoint, you know. Mm-hmm. Are you a citizen? Is it any of your business? Do I have the right to freely travel in my own country?
Yeah, I love those videos where people will go up against these Border Patrol guys and just refuse to answer questions, and ultimately, usually they get way through. Every now and then they get their butt beaten. But
yeah,
you know,
you get a guy who's all jacked up and ready to use his taser.
There's no guarantees. There's no tactic that is guaranteed to work on every bureaucrat. But, Don, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate the story and the experience. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So Don's saying, you know, maybe the deeper you get into Mexico, the more difficult things get, and maybe the whole idea of riding the bus that I had suggested earlier might not be such a great idea.
Sure. I was wondering, I was going to ask him quick.
I've never been, so.
Yeah, I haven't been in deep into Tijuana, is the only time I've ever been to Mexico, and so I wouldn't know, but I wonder if, like, maybe some, maybe you're not heading to the big cities, you know, I don't know how, you know, like, just as it would be here, you know, if you're heading, you know, 100 miles in, and if you can get, like, into the middle, or, you know, I guess you get less police contact, right? There's less population, you know, it just...
Can you get a visa without a passport?
In Mexico?
Yeah, I wonder about that.
Well, I did call and try to figure this out once, and so, like he was mentioning, I forgot what it was called, like an M2 or an M4 is their form for, like, a six-month visa.
Okay.
There, and so, like, then every 6 months you'd have to leave, but, I had asked them, like, well, what if you're just, like, distraught with the United States government and you want to be, like, a political exile?
And asylum,
like,
yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, well, we kind of get this question a lot, and we don't really know what to do about it. And, like, she's like, most people are just getting this M4 form or whatever it is and then checking out, like, to the country next door.
Right.
And then coming right back.
Or something, or whatever it is.
For a weekend, yeah. Or a week.
On the other side.
Yeah, and then they come back. And so, yeah, I don't know. It's, like, it seems to be an issue that might arise because it doesn't... People always think that, like, only people from Mexico come to the United States, but the reality is there are people fleeing to Mexico, as, you know with the Acapulco.
Right. It doesn't seem like a terrible place to flee to. I mean, as far as if you're looking to get the hell out, then it's convenient, and you can walk right across the border, so you can't beat that, really.
Yeah, it's close enough.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you've got experience south of the border and you want to share that with us, you're welcome to do so. Us gringos don't know much about that here on this program. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're live here on Sunday nights.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you'd like. Coming up, gun owners are concerned in Maryland that the police are targeting them for traffic stops. Wouldn't surprise me if that were true. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. And despite what the last caller suggested, we're really not obsessed with the vagina artist here, Megumi Igarashi. First time I've ever heard of her was when I saw this this news article. But I do think that the issue brings up some important questions. And what the issue is that this lady is facing prison time now for so-called distribution of obscene data, for having a file, a 3D printable file that one could load into a 3D printer and print out something like a kayak. It's essentially a kayak modeled after her vagina. And unusual, for sure. Unique, yeah. And
that's probably what makes it a desirable product.
And illegal? I don't think it should be illegal.
That's pushing it.
Yeah, I don't think that what this lady has done is obscene. I don't think there's anything immoral about
body parts.
Sure.
Who's being protected? Who would be harmed? You know,
well, the children. Our last caller suggested, how would you explain this to a child?
Well,
if they saw this vagina kayak on display in some sort of a window on Main Street, what would mom or dad say?
Well, my answer to that is, assuming that question is this child is, you know, 5 to 10 years of age, I guess, and if by that time you haven't had a conversation about private parts, male or female, with a kid, you're probably doing it wrong. And so the kid is probably at some age like, well, what's this, daddy, on themselves, mm-hmm. mom? And that was the time to have that conversation. Or I guess if you've waited until you've walked by the vagina kayak, then this
the
is now, yeah, you know, you have a life-size model here, right, to like talk about. So like, that's what I would say.
Yeah. Why is talking, you know, in general to kids or your own children about sex. That's just a scary thing for parents. Why is it so bad to talk about things like that?
I don't know. I think it's it's got to be years of, you know, I don't think my parents' parents talked to them very much about it, and then
some didn't talk at all,
or at all, right? And so it hasn't been, you know, something that people have been accustomed to talking about. And so
it must be the Puritanism, right? Like the Puritanism of the past. Do you think that this, and I'm curious, I don't know, do you think that over in Europe, which is generally considered to be sort of more sexually liberal, like you can see nudity on television at nighttime regularly in Europe, at least that's what I hear. I've never been there. But, you know, from what I understand, the general difference, one of the differences in entertainment between the U.S. and Europe is that in the U.S., you can see all kinds of violence on television late in, you know, in the primetime hours on TV, but you don't see nudity, whereas in Europe, you're more likely to see nudity on television over there. Do European parents have the same hang-ups that American parents do with having the conversation about sex with their kids?
I don't know any European parents. I would have... I mean, I didn't even know that you could see nakedness on TV at late night out there, but it would seem that would be the case.
I presume you still can. That's what I've always heard about Europe.
Yeah, it would seem to be the case if that were how it was working out, but I don't know from any experience.
So if you're walking along the street and you see this vagina kayak in the store window and, you know, kid asks you about it, why not just say, well, that's a giant sculpture of vagina?
Sure.
I mean, that's, how hard is it to explain that?
They're like, well, what is a vagina? Well, here you go. You have a whatever long walk home or a detour. And it seems like as good a time as any, and maybe they should stop and thank the artist.
So I don't, I'm really upset by the idea of obscenity, period. I mean, this is one example of it, but as I mentioned, there have been some pornographers here in the United States who face similar charges for distributing so-called obscenity. Now, to be fair, the porn that they were distributing is, you know, some pretty sick stuff. Like, you know, I don't want to get into any detail about what kind of sick stuff, but let's just say bodily fluids are involved in some of this, and it's kind of gross. But, you know, some people are into that, and it's not like anybody's forcing it on anyone who doesn't want it. The actors who are acting in it are getting paid. You know, they're consenting. The people who are purchasing it are consenting to purchase it. So where's the crime in that act? But yet, you know, Max Hardcore is what his stage name is. He went to prison.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not only ruining somebody's life to go to prison for consensual interactions.
And destroying his business.
And his business, right. And any of the domino effect of the employees, anybody else who benefited from that indirectly. The consensual act, so, like, it also hides, like, it drives up the price of this and hides this into the black market,
sure.
You know what I mean? And
which
so,
is
like,
scary.
Which makes these things not only, like, from the economic standpoint, like, probably more expensive. You know, that you got to probably pay twice as much to shoot this thing at a certain place because now somebody has to worry about getting in trouble. But it also increases the danger. You know, maybe some of these workers are now, you know, because the cost is so high, it's easier to just, or more, you know, to force them to do it than to pay them to do it, you know. And so you start making this stuff dangerous for people. And as we've seen with drugs, maybe not in the same extent. But the demand isn't going to go away. You know, even if it's a small market,
exactly.
You stated you're not into this. I'm not into that either.
Somebody will still be into it, even if it's criminalized.
Exactly.
For sure.
And so it's just the government getting involved in it all, even for the kayak version, even for just the art aspect. You know, like, they push this, they're either going to ruin this woman's lives and take a lot of, you know, like, let's say they cage her for the 2 years she's facing. Then everybody who wasn't involved in this, you know, through some sort of taxation or coercion is going to have to pay for this woman's incarceration. Her life is
ruined.
Yeah,
how crazy is that?
It's just insane of the domino effect. If they just left it alone, it wouldn't be, you know, like, the market would figure it out. Like, either this woman would have a successful career and go about her business and be a contributing member of society and no one else would be harmed, or the demand wouldn't be there and she would move on to 3D printing something else.
You know, it would be interesting to see or to hear what the conversations are like in Japan about these issues. Because, again, this is a place where if you make pornography, you can't actually show genitals. They have to be blurred out, or a black dot is placed over that area of the screen. They have to obscure that. But yet you can still show the action of someone having sex with another person. You can still show the entire shot. You just have to blur out the one area where the genitals are. I mean, it'd be interesting to hear people arguing that. Like, what? what are you really hiding here exactly? I mean, you're showing all of the sexy action.
Now they know what's behind the blur.
Right.
You know, it's like there's no more mystery.
Who would argue that we need to keep the blur? I mean, what?
Right. Like after you've had intercourse with somebody, you would now know that what's behind door one, yeah. Right? Like, I wonder how long that's been going on.
I don't know. As long as I can remember, I mean, I don't search for Japanese porn, but every now and then I did see some of the tentacle porn, and I think they even blurred in the tentacle porn, which is really weird stuff.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I can't really say much more because we're on the radio and you can't get too detailed on what goes on, but, you know, it's porn involving tentacles. You can imagine what that could mean. So our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You know, so there was one caller earlier who seemed kind of uncomfortable with us talking about this subject, and I imagine there are some others out there who find this to be an uncomfortable topic as well. But really, I don't have a problem if somebody wants to be nude. I mean, this is about a sculpture, which is offending people. But it wouldn't bother me if this artist wanted to walk nude down the street. That's no big deal.
Wouldn't offend me at all. We had the topless protests that took place here in Keene.
Yeah, and did you know that protester, there were two. There was Topless Tuesdays, and before that, there was one young lady who walked down the street while open carrying a firearm. That lady has since recanted and has spoken against her own protests. Did you know that?
I made a comment about that and got scolded by that individual.
Really? What was your comment?
Man, I can't. I'm just trying to think of it as you were talking this, but it was, I don't know, it's similar to like what I've said about, you know, other people who, you know, stand on, you know, they're calling out other people's mistakes while standing on a pile of mistakes, mm-hmm. essentially. And so I think it was a cop-out. I don't remember it in exact detail because it was in the moment.
It totally was a cop out, and yeah. I mean it was great activism. I mean it was memorable, and she actually ended up getting an apology from the police because the cops arrested her.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the video itself.
Yeah, and they let her out and then issued an apology, which you never see the police do. I mean, almost never do the police apologize for the things they get wrong.
I've never had one apologize.
Right. And so the fact that the police actually issued an apology really shows that they realized they stepped in it. You know, they did the wrong thing in that particular case.
And following that, the Topless Tuesdays went without any arrests.
That's
right?
Correct.
For many weeks, right?
Just two? It died off.
That was a couple months.
Real fast.
I know it didn't last. I don't know.
No, it was like 1 week where there was eight people out there and a handful of guys.
Right.
It was like four girls, four guys. And then like the next week there were two girls. And after that, it was over.
Well, so to free the nipple, maybe they'll.
But yeah, it's coming. You're saying that there's like a big thing now, like a Twitter trend.
Yeah, well, that's where it started. And I guess it's now evolved to like a documentary, freethenipple.com.
And, well, it's about damn time. I mean, it's 2015 now, and women still don't have the same right to be in public topless as a man.
Yeah, and it's
ridiculous.
Silly. It is absolutely ridiculous.
So share your thoughts with us here, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, are gun owners being targeted to being pulled over in Maryland and harassed by police? Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nor Deven, Armenia with his wife, kids, and grandkids all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.